guess who is here? Yes, the mayor of New Britain, Aaron Stewart, all about the fiscal year.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, Madam Mayor. How are you?
I'm doing well. Long time no talk. How are you?
Well, a long time we haven't talked, but you are on top of this. And what is the situation? Boy, I want to tell you, in the last year, you folks in New Britain have really put a lot of stuff together, Madam Mayor.
Well, things are happening. We're putting ourselves on the map again. And as of last night, I gave my annual budget presentation to the city council. Everybody was kind of a little uneasy about it, not knowing what was going to come. But I presented a budget last night, and after a couple months of really hard work and crunching numbers, no tax increase for the city of New Britain, no layoffs and supports and continue funding all of our services, you know, the senior center, our parks and rec department, everything that our citizens expect. So we're very proud of what we were able to do last night.
How, you know something, though, seriously, Aaron, how did you do, I mean, you when you first took over, I remember when you were elected, and New Britain was in a terrible situation. How can you bring it all together now without any tax increases or anything? My gosh, the people must love this.
I certainly hope they do. You know, this is my fourth budget that I presented. The first budget, like what you talked about, when I got elected, New Britain was in a very similar position to the city of Hartford. Staring at bankruptcy, we had a $30 million operating deficit. We couldn't pay our bills. But we had to make some serious, serious structural changes and kind of share the sacrifice all around to be able to bring us to where we are today. A lot of our problems have to do with a lot of outstanding debt. So we worked really hard to try to, I say, bring our credit card payments under control. It's almost like refinancing your mortgage. We tried to do that to be able to get our payments in line to what we can afford to pay based off of what we know we're taking in. We're also automating a lot of services. And, you know, it just takes a long period of time to get you out of a bad financial situation like what we were in. It certainly doesn't happen in one budget. I've taken a lot of hard work. I have an amazing, amazing team of financial professionals around me that have been helping guide me in making good decisions. And we've been hard at work, and this is kind of a validation of that.
You know, when you take a look at New Britain now compared to when you took it over, did you think that this day would come?
No.
That's why I asked the question.
Well, and because it's tough when you're managing a situation that you don't think, you know, it's like problem solving. You have to work so hard to try to put all the pieces together to find your way out. And it is very difficult. And it will continue to be difficult for years to come. It's not, you know, we're not on autopilot. It takes constant maintenance and good management in order to keep us stable and to keep those services that our residents expect. While it's a balancing act, right? And it's always managing, and that's the biggest and most difficult thing to do with any budget.
And Mayor Stewart, what are some of the things, though, some of the pluses that you're very, very proud of since you have become the mayor of New Britain?
Well, that's a loaded question.
I know.
But, you know, I think definitely finances, bringing our finances in order is one of the largest accomplishments and one thing that I am extremely proud of. But, you know, exactly what you said, New Britain is a very different place today than it was 4 years ago.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you don't live in New Britain, and you're realizing that, and you're recognizing that. That means a lot. That means that people are looking at the city in a way that they never have before, and that means that I'm doing my job by bringing attention to New Britain with all of the great things that we have to offer and making people think twice about not just living and working here, but visiting here as well.
You know, again, it doesn't seem possible, but it is possible if you have the right people. But, you know, one thing, too, and we've mentioned this on this radio program, you seemed to get along very well with the unions. They seemed to sit down and talk with you. What was the magic the magic there, because that generally doesn't happen with a Republican.
You're right. It does not. And a lot of the savings of what we see in this budget wouldn't be possible if the unions didn't come to the table and the employees didn't participate in these savings as well. I think that being honest with people is – honesty is the best policy. I never lied to them from day one. You know, I always included everybody in this process and said, listen, help me. Help me help you keep your job first and foremost. But also, you know the city and its operations much better than I did at the time when I was coming in, you know, in November of 2013. What do you think? How could I make things more better and more efficient to be able to pay and afford the things that we have to pay for? Everybody stepped up and came to the table, and it was really building a team and really putting a focus on teamwork is what makes it work.
Well, you have done that, and I think it's wonderful. Just run down the facts again, but no tax increases and no layoffs.
No tax increase budget, no layoffs in this budget, and continues to support all of our services and events that we expect.
Well, again, give my best to your parents and just continue success, Erin. Really, you've done a fabulous, fabulous job, and I think there are many around the state that know that. So keep it up.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You bet.